Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. On the water, on the shore, commercial fishing does not appear to be a widespread occupation for women. This appearance was recently confirmed by a European Union report on the perception and involvements of women in fisheries in its member states. Here are some of the conclusions. The surveys found 70% disinterest by women in offshore or seagoing fisheries based on such barriers as discomfort, danger, lack of facilities, low status, poor compensation, and rough male company. Disinterest in aquaculture, however, was only 35%, but similar barriers to entry were perceived other than in administrative support functions. Onshore involvement, specifically processing and management, revealed equally negative circumstances, such as discriminatory pay and poor job security, as local processing was replaced by machines, merger and consolidation, and foreign competition. A key category was women's support of seagoing spouses. This function was recognized but under-rewarded, mostly unpaid work administering a family business, including management, communications, bookkeeping, marketing, and logistics, not to mention childcare and running of the home while husbands are at sea. The report affirmed that despite wide cultural, social, political, and economic differences, these conclusions were true in both industrial and developing nations worldwide. The recommendations were discouraging. Little major improvement in offshore employment was foreseen, primarily a result of choice. Opportunity was seen, however, in inshore small-scale fisheries and aquaculture, where capital requirements are less, individuals can enter and participate more freely, and existing interest in the aquaculture as farming can be increased through training in technology and management. Little future was seen in processing given larger industry trends, but opportunities were seen in value-added initiatives such as the development of new derivative fish products, marketing and distribution innovation, and as compensated co-managers of family businesses. This was also true in administration, where training in environmental and resource management was seen as a path to expanding involvement both in fisheries and in other employment sectors. The report's principal recommendation concerned acknowledging, upgrading, and expanding women's existing roles in fisheries through enhanced mutual support networks, assistance with improved communication, especially internet-based, public awareness campaigns to enlist wider community support, especially from fishermen, and training in information technology, skills, management, marketing, selling, quality control, modern processing, business planning, accountancy, bookkeeping, employment regulations and taxation, safety at sea, environment, and long-term resource management. Such an expanded skill base would encourage women to become better prepared, more effective managers for their family enterprises, to exploit networking capabilities with other shore-based women, and to generate transferable skills in a marketable area should fisheries fail the family or the women require greater independence. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.